He said, Brother Dio, one of these days, if you think it is appropriate, can you please consider giving us all a Dhamma talk on the meaning of Dana, or very importantly, the practice of Dana with wisdom? Means Dana is a Pali word. Dana means generosity, or what they call generous sharing or kindness to share. Means generosity is a good word, or we call it making offering, which is Dana. So she wants to develop the cultivation of Dana with wisdom in accordance with the four Brahma Vihara, according to the needs. Dana with no self, no expectation, no chasing of merits and indulgence. Dana to the Sangha and Dana to all in me, etc. As you see fit. So these four Brahma Vihara, they are the very beautiful Brahma mind state. For you to be born as a Brahma, you need these four. First is loving kindness or metta. Then you have karuna, or compassion. Then you have mudita, or sympathetic joy. Then finally is equanimity mind state, or upekha. So these are the four Brahma Vihara. And she continued with the question. She said, it will help reinforce our understanding of the pure act of Dana and a deeper appreciation of the practice of wisdom in all our action, Dana being one of the areas. I'm not sure I'm putting this across succinctly. All I know is everything action done in a mindfully balanced middle way will take us a step closer to and on the path of enlightenment. It would seem that we must strive to put in right view and right effort, even with Dana. Thanks, Brother Teo. Always appreciate your Dhamma sharing. So she said, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So actually, she has composed a very good question. That's why I replied to her. I said, I will reply them. I read you the actual answer. I said, Chui, message noted, will do. What is more important? This is the one that you are to listen. It's the cultivation to develop wisdom. Without wisdom, all the dana that living beings do, or cultivator do, are mainly thought-based action and not pure action born of wisdom and understanding. So this is very important understanding. Then I think Susan of Klang, she understood my message very clearly. That's why she replies, yes, sadhu, Brother Teo. Precise answer, thank you. Then of course there are other response. Poaching, they all rejoice. Then I mentioned I will answer your question in today's sharing, 25th April, Sunday. So now I'm answering. And Chui also gave a reply. He said, the understanding of wisdom is very often varied, defined by folks differently. It will be worthy to revisit the understanding and practice of pure wisdom. I personally will find that very, very helpful. Thanks again. And apologize. She said she won't be able to attend your today's session, but will listen to the recording instead. So this is beautiful. We should thank Sister Chui for the good question and creating the good condition for me to share this. Now I will answer her question based on what she requested, so that you all can develop deeper understanding of this topic, Dana Parami or Generosity Parami. So in fact, then Bhavana has two parts, Samadhi and Panya. So when you cultivate Dana, it's a Generosity Parami for you to develop a lot of wholesomeness, So like what Igby in the previous session, she was able to understand the importance of all this Dana Parami and virtue. That's why she mentioned about the additional miscellaneous vow to enhance her cultivation as a Bodhisattva. So I read to you. To cultivate extensively all virtues, blessings, and merits to help support my cultivation so that they will shine forth to aid this nature of mine when needed in time of trials, difficulty, and tribulation while walking the Bodhisattva way. So all this extensive virtue, blessing, and merits, they start with Dana Parami. And Dana Parami is very important. Well, without Dana Parami, it's like you don't have spiritual wealth to actually support you or to back you up when you need them. In fact, without this Dana Parami, it's very difficult for you to have wealth and materialistic possession and all those things so that you can do this Parami. Because according to the Buddha, there is this law of karma. You reap what you sow. Do good because good. Do evil because evil. So you cultivate generosity. Outwardly, it may look as if you give, you offer. That is like you lost what you own and have. But no, spiritually, whatever you give comes back to you. Because this becomes your inheritance. It's just like you reap what you sow. If you are kind to people, kindness will come back to you. If you are generous to people, generosity will come back to you. So if you want to have the good life, if you want to have all this, what they call beautiful inheritance from this Dana Parami, then you must cultivate them more. So based on Chui's question, it is a very beautiful question. She wants to know how this Dana Parami can be cultivated in accordance with the teaching, especially the higher aspect of it. How to cultivate Dana Parami without the self, means pure action without thinking of merits and all those things. So all this, you need wisdom. Without wisdom, the egoic mind can only think of what they call thought-based generosity offering. So according to the teaching, there are two aspects to Dana which cultivator need to understand. First, the Buddha explained a general principle. He said Dana can be performed at three levels. The first level is the gift of materialistic thing, means generosity offered using materialistic possession or wealth or whatever that you have, means materialistic gift or offering. So that one is also very wholesome when you really can help to maybe contribute to charity so that they can do all this wholesomeness. Like you donate to Ciji, you donate to hospital, you donate to temple. They can do a lot of wholesome things. So this one can be in a form of materialistic gift. Then you can also make offering to monks, to cultivator, to 8 preceptors, 5 preceptors. So all this Dana Parami, materialistic gift, offering of food, offering of medicine, the 4 requisites and all those things, then offering of shelter or whatever, or building of temple, way place to offer to the Sangha or the Buddha for them to cultivate. So all these are materialistic offering. So at the level of materialistic offering, a lot of things can be done. A lot of wholesomeness can be done. Even to sustain the Buddhist activity, to promote the Buddhist agenda, so that this religion or teaching, beautiful teaching, can be shared with more and more people, so that more and more living beings can benefit from its understanding. So all this are possible because of generosity, parami, based on the first level of offering of materialistic ghee. Then the Buddha said, apart from materialistic ghee, there's another level of offering. He called it the gift of life. And you can do that. That level is much higher than just materialistic ghee. So the gift of life is very important. Like nowadays, the gift of life is when you volunteer to serve people so that they can recover. Then some volunteer to donate blood, donate or pledge their organ upon death, organ donation. Or you donate your ability to save people, like you study to become a doctor, or a sensei, or whatever, where you can really save life. So the gift of life means through your generosity, your offering, your dana parami, you can contribute towards the gift of life. And all these are gaining popularity because people start to know. Sometimes when people go through operation, they need blood transfusion, and blood cannot be kept for too long. You need constant donation, contribution. So all these are the various aspects of dana parami that you can do. You can either offer materialistic generosity offering or materialistic dana. Then the gift of life, which is the second level. But the Buddha said the highest is the gift of truth. The gift of truth is not easy. The gift of truth need understanding and wisdom. Of course, the most difficult one is to be like the Buddha, the fully enlightened, and share these beautiful teachings of his, the Dhamma. So that truth come from fully enlightened being, not easy. But if you happen to have the condition to develop insight, awakening, or enlightenment, then you can also give Dhamma talk or do Dhamma sharing or Dhamma hold Dhamma discussion or propagate the Dhamma in whatever way you deem conducive, suitable. So this gift of truth, the Buddha say, is the highest truth. Satcha, the gift of truth. Because the gift of truth can really transform living being. From delusion, it become non-delusion. From a heedless way of living, they transform to develop heedful living. And because they change, the world change, environment change, a lot of things change. I remember Master Shen Huang in the early days when 1986, when I recorded his Dhamma talk. I like the way he shared the Dhamma. He said, when you are without greed, your mind is peaceful. When you are without the evil root of hatred and delusion, your mind is peaceful. But in Mandarin, it's very beautiful. He said, 你不贪了，没有贪嗔痴了。He said, without the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, 心里就平安了。He said, your mind is peaceful. Your mind is tranquil, still. Then, 心里平安了，世界就平安了. Well, that is a very beautiful saying. He said, when you are without the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, your mind will be peaceful, tranquil, calm, with clarity. When your mind is peaceful, calm, and with clarity and tranquility, the world is peaceful. He always end up by saying, 心里平安了，世界就平安了. So when your mind is peaceful, with the wisdom and the understanding, the world will be peaceful. So the gift of truth has this power to make people understand that these evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion are major evil, root of all evil, make you evil. So you have to root out them. So when you are without greed, hatred, and delusion, your mind is calm, peaceful, tranquil. You will have the good life. You become heedful. You become beautiful. Then when you are peaceful, beautiful, the world will be peaceful and beautiful. So the power of Dhamma has this ability to awaken, to transform living beings, to transform society, to transform humanity. But the numbers are not enough. We only need actually the critical mass, which is less than 1%. If 1% of the population in this world can have the understanding of his teaching, the Buddha Dhamma, the whole world will be beautiful, peaceful. So the gift of truth, the third category, is the highest gift. That's why we sometimes, through our understanding, we saw certain Dhamma book, which is conducive for propagating the Dhamma or sharing of the Dhamma. We will make offering and donation to print those books. That's why if you cannot teach, cannot share, you can also participate in helping out to maybe bring about causes and conditions for all this Dhamma book, like my transcript book and whatever material that we develop through our sharing, the video, the audio file, the transcript book and all those things. We use only Kayanamita funds to make the contribution to participate in this wholesomeness. Yeah, this is a very powerful parami. That's why Kayanamita fund has very unique quality. Then only Kayanamita within our circle can help prepare all these things. That's why this is meant to support our Kayanamita, so that all this Dana Parami, the wholesomeness, can bring forth the causes and conditions for our Kayamita to progress along the path of Dhamma. Well, this wholesomeness, this merit, especially our website and our books, or what they call transcript book, and all our audio file, video file, can help many people, can help a lot of cultivators, practitioners, and maybe future cultivators. And this one may last very long. And this teaching is very unique. Even the Bodhisattva vow and all those sharing, they are very profound, very beautiful. So the gift of truth is the highest of all the three level of giving. So I repeat, summarize. The gift of materialistic thing is the first level. Then the gift of life, second level. Then the gift of truth, the third level. Then apart from this, the Buddha also mentioned, he said, for you to develop further understanding of generosity parami, you have to understand the mind state behind your offering. Under Abhidhamma, the Buddha taught the monk three very important criteria. You can fulfill these three, no matter what level of dana parami you do. It can be materialistic level, or even give of life or give of truth. You have these three things, then it is considered the highest gift. So I will read to you the Pali first, then hopefully you can develop the understanding. So the Buddha mentioned, is it, so manasa sahagatang jnana sampayutang asankalikang. These are the three conditions. If you can fulfill, then that merits whatever level, whether materialistic or gift of life or gift of truth, it constitutes the highest parami. So first one, so manasa sahagatam. What is the meaning? So manasa Sometimes I like to use the Malay words or Sanskrit word, like our Malay words, sumo masa, somanasa, like sumo masa, means at all time, before you do that merit, that offering, when you do that offering, and after you have done the offering, you are having this joy, happiness. That is somanasa sahagatang. Sahagatang means having this joy. Before you do that merit, you have that joy you want to do. Then when you do, there is even more joy. Then after you have done it, there is still joy in you. You rejoice so much in that parami, that wholesomeness, where you can see and witness that you get to help people, relieve people's suffering, and contribute towards society, humanity, and serve the poor, the sick, those who need help. So all these are very wholesome. So the first criteria, most people have the ability to satisfy, but not at the three stages or three levels. Most of them, when they want to do, of course, there's this joy to do, right? But they don't really have very strong joy unless they have the understanding. It's just like when I heard about Master Xuan Hua's third coming to visit Malaysia in the year 1986. There was very strong and deep joy that I vowed to do all those generosity or wholesomeness that I was not able to do when I was a student, when I met him twice in the University of Malaya. I intend to compensate for all the year. After that, 1986, I already came out to work for 7 years. I graduated in 79. So I want to compensate for all the things I miss out. So I want to do it. So there was so much joy, and I prepared for it. Then when I did it, there was even more joy because there were conditions, everything fall into place. Then after that, I used to have that understanding, that memory. That's why I always share all this, because I felt it, the joy before I do, and I do, and even after I do, there was so much joy. But after that, I realized my aspiration come true. My whole family take refuge. Then I received the Dhamma. I received so much things. I evoke power of merits. So all these are very beautiful understanding. So first condition is somanasa sahagatang. You can develop that. Whatever dana parami you do, it is considered as one of the prerequisites for highest merit. Somanasa sahagatang means rejoice before you do, when you do, and after you do. Then jnana sampai yutang. Jnana is wisdom. You must do with wisdom, do with understanding. If you have wisdom and understanding, you know this parami is very wholesome, full of goodness, full of wholesomeness, full of blessings, and it's very meritorious. Then there is wisdom, there is understanding. That's what you will do. You will not do because people tell you, hey, go and do lah, this one very good. You don't have the faith, you're not sure. Sure. I donate, I can get married. Then there is the mundane, my ego, my considering already. Then there is this intent to get married. Means your action is born of what? Born of that greed. It may be a subtle greed, not a very strong greed, to get them married. Otherwise, you don't want to do. That's why you must have wisdom when you want to do the dhanaparami. You must study the Dhamma, cultivate the pariyatti, and understand that this is very important. That's why the Buddha start with dana, then keep your precepts, sila, then only meditate, bhavana. Like that clang talk that I gave The house Dana, sorry, at Nancy's house, that brown book is very good. Because I explained Dana, Sila, and Bhavana. When you have Dana Parami, you can gain materialistic wealth. You can also have the good condition to inherit whatever generosity that you have given. Then with that, you will have enough for your own family, your own life, and maybe surplus. And because of those conditions, because of your Dana Parami, you have time to meditate. You can retire early, like what I did. Then you can have the means to attend retreat, to attend to Dhamma class. You don't have to work. Then you can listen to Dhamma sharing. You can spend more time on cultivation instead of working for money. 9 to 5, like my daughter now can retire early and do the thing she likes to do in life. So all this come from her Dana Parami, her inheritance of what she has done. Even this life, she also do a lot of Dana Parami, help people make offering, donation, and share Dhamma understanding with people. So this is what the teaching is all about, Dhamma is all about. When you have Dana Parami, it paves the way for you to have the good life so that you have condition, better condition to cultivate while you are early, young, and still healthy. Otherwise, you wait till you already 60, 70 only, you start learning the Dhamma and want to go retreat. Then here, ache, there, ache, like some of the 70, 80 years old auntie and uncle. Telling me you're all very lucky, you all encountered the Dhamma early. It's not to say they are lucky. They have this determination to go this way. That's why they're Dana Parami, everything. Then some, they don't have the luxury to retire. They still have to work, even very old. Sometimes they say, I cannot retire yet because I still got to support my family, my children's education, and many other things. I still got a lot of responsibility, liability, mortgage, debts, and all those things. So without Dana Parami, all this cannot kick in. Then with Dana Parami, you can solve a lot of problems. I used to share with a lot of Paramita. If you have the means, the three types of happiness that the Buddha talked about, you can experience them. The happiness of possession means you have gained all this wealth through the proper means. That is the joy you can have. Then the happiness of able to use this possession and wealth for the good of your many, for yourself, your loved ones, and even to help others. And this is Dana Parami, understand? So there is also a joy. That's why you must have joy, somana sasahagata, joy while you do, before you do, and after you do. So all these are very beautiful. So when you understand, you realize Dana Parami is very important. That's why we start with Dana Parami. So when we have Dana Parami, we have the means, we can help a lot of people. Then I used to tell them, if you have the means ready, don't be too petty, don't be too calculative. Whatever money can resolve, resolve it. Why you want to hold on to all your money? If you can make people more happy, feel better, and resolve misunderstanding, you should use. You can treat your loved one to a proper meal, or maybe make their life better. Fund the education or whatever you have the means, why not? There's a lot of joy. Then when you do all this, this become awesomeness, merits, blessings. And these are your virtue that you accumulate. So when you have all this, you can create the environment and condition for you to spend more time on learning the teaching, cultivating the teaching, means develop parayati, then put it into cultivation in daily life so that you can work on all this. That's why I started early at the age of 17. I searched and I went into all this. Then I was blessed because I achieved the pinnacle of everything I do. I reached the pinnacle of my academic life, my career. Then after the academic life, I achieved materialistic success because my career also, I reached the pinnacle of it. I experienced everything. Then I developed financial freedom. That's why I retired early. Then I do the thing that I like to do. Then I was able to develop the cultivation when I was very young. So before I reached the age of 35, a lot of things I already developed the understanding and awakening. So that is the beauty. Then after that, the fourth thing that is very difficult for lay people to achieve, my nature also achieved. The family, what they call family unit, that is very peaceful, with a lot of understanding and a lot of harmony within the family unit. So to have a good family unit, peace within, with a lot of understanding, and everything goes the Dharma way, is very, very rare. Most people's family has problem, seldom have harmony, understanding, and unity. That's why they have this saying, every family has their difficult chanting. Jia jia you ben nan, nan nian de jing. So all this, you can witness them, and they are everywhere. So the Dana Parami will let you have the ability to have the peace of mind. You have less problem. You can keep your precept. And when you keep your precept, you don't violate them. There is no karmic negativity. Then whatever you want to resolve, you can resolve it because you have the means. So what you need is to cultivate wisdom after that. That's why with Dana and Sila, Samadhi kick in. Without Dana and Sila, you cannot meditate. Samadhi and Panya cannot come about. So when you have Dana and Sila, means your precepts, morality, then your mind becomes peaceful, tranquil, conducive. You have less problem. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to deceive. You don't have to like do all those negative things. And you will have this understanding not to have the evil roots of getting angry, fearful, worried, all this no more. That's why Samadhi kick in. The mind become peaceful, quiet, tranquil. Then it realized the stability. It become unwavering, collected, and very stable. That is what Samadhi is. Then it can see things as they are. It can awaken. That's how from Dana, you develop Sila. From Sila, you develop Samadhi. Then Samadhi develop Panya. So Dana, Sila, Bhavana, and Panya. So Noble Eightfold Path is Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. Dana is the generosity parami, the first. Without that, Sila, Samadhi, and Panya cannot kick in. So when there is Dana parami, it's very conducive. Then you can keep your sila, you can do a lot of things because you have the dana for. Otherwise, 3 meal also not certain. Food and shelter also a problem. Do you think this type of people got the luxury of time to cultivate or not? They say 3 meals also I have problem. Food and shelter also a problem. Don't come and talk to me about religion or dhamma. That is always the case. That's why you must have Dana Parami. Dana Parami is very important. Then I have to come to the last part. The last part is most important and most beautiful. So, Somanasa Sahagatang, Jnana Sambayutang, we have gone through. Right? Jnana means with wisdom. Asangkalika, the third condition criteria for highest merit. Asangkalika means spontaneous, unprompted or spontaneously it arises. Means with the understanding and the wisdom, you don't need people to prompt you. You don't need people to tell you, hey, there is Dana there, no. The monks are very famous, the monks are very good. You should attend, you should do donation and make offering. Because the moment you saw the condition, the opportunity, there is just this spontaneous intent to do. You don't need to wait for people to prompt you. You don't need to have the doubt.